to one another and with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, sing and make music in your heart to the Lord always, giving thanks to God for the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18, the Bible says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything give thanks. That means even in the bad times, give thanks. Even in the tough times, give thanks. In the good times, give thanks. When things are good and when things are not going good, give thanks, you know. Sometimes you just got to say, thank you, Jesus. When you look at your bank account, you've been tithing, and all of a sudden the enemies are hitting your finances. You say, wait a minute, hold on. The Bible said, I think one of the guys up there said that the devil would be rebuked. But he also said in the Word of God that you would go through things. And if money is a big issue in you, sometimes you're going to go through things. God, whatever's a big issue, God will let you go through things. If you deal with pride, God will let you go through some prideful things. If you deal with unbelief, then He'll get you some places where you have to your faith is tested. Come on, somebody. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. It is Thanksgiving all over the United States of America. Not around the world because they don't celebrate it. And it's the one day that we said we really, everybody is focused this week about why we get our busy schedules and we focus on Thanksgiving Day, unless you work for Walmart. If you work for Walmart, you're like, I'm not thankful because I got too much to do over here, unless you have a good outlook and you turn around and say, wait a minute, I'm thankful I have a job. See? But there's nothing wrong with, you know, having an outlook like that sometimes, but we should be thankful no matter what. Now, Paul's main thinking here in the book of 1 Thessalonians, when he wrote to the church of Thessalonica, he was taught, his main was praise and thanksgiving. Like, be thankful in all things. But look at some of the other words he uses, always, continually, and in all circumstances. In other words, he's saying, I'm telling you to be happy and be thankful, but I know it's going to be hard for you because you're going through things, so just try to continually be like that. And it'll be something that's a part of you, a part of your culture. It sounds like Paul is talking about a church service almost a little bit when he talks to Ephesus, when he says sing hymns to each other and all that, speak to one another and make music. But he's not. He's really talking about a continual attitude for the Christian to have in their heart. To always speak gratefulness and thankfulness. We are to be like that with one another, with our families, with a church family, with people at your job, people at your neighbors. And this kind of attitude has to be practiced. It's not something you can just do overnight and if you're not used to it. Now, we need a proper perspective of Thanksgiving or being thankful and grateful. Like I said earlier, it's kind of like you might not like, if you work at Walmart, it might be tough for Black Friday or now early Thursday or whatever they call it. Tomorrow night, and even tonight, there's a lot of things tonight at midnight. But there's a lot of people that don't have jobs. So my question tonight is, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for my salvation. Like Sister Barbara said, it was 30 years ago. It was a cold, miserable day. That was a cold day that day. The sun was out, but it was freezing outside. It was one of those cold, when you walk out and you expect to be warm to the sun, but you need to put a jacket on. You need some thermals, which you need. You need some gloves. It was cold outside. I was hurting that day. But, oh, man, the Holy Ghost got out, fell all over me and saved me. And I never forget it. It's like yesterday. I never forget what God did for me. He's been faithful to me, like the song says. That's why I get into that song, because He has been faithful. There's been times of lack. There's been times of trial. Times when I wanted to give up. Times, crazy times. But God has always been faithful to me. Amen? And, I read this years ago. I read that if you own a Bible, you are abundantly blessed because a third of the people in the world do not have access to a Bible. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, I'm not saying you were not sick, but more health than illness. Come on, somebody. Be blessed because over 1 million people will not survive this week. If you have never experienced the danger of war, loneliness of prison, agony of torture, or pains of starvation, you are more fortunate than 500 people on the earth right now. If you have food in your refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, $20 in your pocket, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of all the people in the world. You might be saying, all I got is a 20, man. And I can't give it to the Lord because what will I do if I give this 20? The offering came by, I can't break it up. They won't let me put my hands in the basket to take a 10 and a 5 out. Or maybe a 10, a 5, and 4 ones. But you're richer than 75% of the people in the world. Man, forgive us, Lord, when we whine. Please. Now, three things real quick that will always try to steal your attitude. Everybody say number one. Pride. It's pride. This is the attitude that says, nobody ever gave me nothing. I've worked for everything. It's the attitude of all about me. Nobody understands me. The church don't understand me. My boss don't understand me. The cops don't understand me. My teacher didn't understand me. My mom don't understand me. My husband don't understand me. My wife don't understand me. My kids don't understand me. Nobody understands me, 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 me. You see, once you give your life to Jesus, it's really not about you ever again. Ever again. The rest of your life, it's always about everybody. Because Jesus said, when you do this unto the least of the little ones, and to anyone, you've done it as unto me. So in other words, he's focused on you now serving him and others. So pride. Pride will keep you from being have gratitude and thankfulness. Second thing, everybody say number two. Another attitude that keeps us from being thankful is a critical spirit, always being critical. Man, I've been guilty of that. Anybody been guilty of that? Just three? One, two, three, four, five, six? Okay, cool. There's six of us, man. We're all messed up. The rest of you guys, you know, you're good. Having a critical spirit. I don't know why we do this in this church like that. I don't know why the sound sounds like that. I don't know why this, like, why is it that color? Why do we do that? How come this watermelon is yellow? Try it. It might be good. Try a change from red watermelon. We always got a critical spirit about something, man. You know why? Because we're spoiled sometimes. What about constant complaining? Instead of being grateful, this kind of person always finds something to complain about. Making turkey. Why don't we make ham? So guess what my wife does? She makes a turkey and a ham. Just to cut all the challenge out. Come on, somebody. I want to challenge everybody here today to fast the rest of the week. I'm talking about a 100% fast. 100%. But not from food, from complaining. Because you know tomorrow would be like, you'd be in sin tomorrow. The Lord has called a fast and used Pastor Danny to proclaim and declare a fast in the nation. By the way, I'm not the founder. I'm the pastor. So you know. Okay? But it's like, dude, I mean, like, can you imagine if we called a fast right now? You'd be saying, Pastor, you're cruel. Are you really under an unction of the Holy Spirit? Come on, man. I don't know. For some of you, it might be a word. Come on. For some of you, the doctor's been telling you, you can't eat none of this. You can't eat none of that. You better not be eating this because you're going to die. So some of you, that word might fit. But it ain't for the rest of us. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying, can you fast from complaining for the next, at least till Sunday, after church? No, not even after church because you might not like my message. Wait till Monday. Let's just don't complain about nothing. How can we never do this? Why is the light change taking so long? Why is this drive? Lord, why do you have me drive in the city of Albuquerque, Lord? We're the worst drivers on earth. Man, we're talking about each other too then. Now you're saying, hallelujah, preach it, Pastor. It might be the shoe fits, wear it. Somebody better start to learn how to drive in this city. Listen to this. Dr. Dale Robbins wrote this in his book. I used to think people complained about because they had a lot of problems. But I've come to realize that they have a lot of problems because they complain. Complaining doesn't change anything or make any situations better. It only amplifies frustration, spreads discontent and discord, and can invoke an invitation for the devil to cause havoc within our lives. Complaining makes you miserable. The psalmist wrote, David, in chapter 77, verse 3, he says, I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. my God. Complaining is the arch enemy of thanksgiving and gratefulness. They cannot exist. They cannot coexist in the same heart. You're either a complainer or you're not. And if all you do is complain, then you need to get it out of your heart because there's no room for anything else. So I want to challenge you, just till Monday, can you fast with us? How many will fast with us? All right. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15 says, do everything without complaining and arguing so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright stars, bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Number three and last. Everybody say number three. The third attitude that keeps us from grateful is carelessness. And I'll just say this about that. Taking everything for granted. I don't think I need to go any past that, do I? Just taking everything for granted. Taking your spouse for granted. Your job. Your house. I hate this house. Really? This house keeps you warm in the winter. It keeps you maybe cool in the summer if you have a swamp cooler. Someone once said this, that if the stars only came out once a year, we would stay out all night to watch them. But they're out every night, and we never stand out and say, man, look at the stars. You know, when I do that, when I'm hunting, when I go out there in the night, and I look out there, and I'm like, wow. In the city, it's kind of hard, you know. But people come from L.A., and they come here to Albuquerque, and they see the clear skies. They look up, and they say, wow. They're wowed by our stars. Let's be wowed by what God has done. But let's be wowed by what he's doing. But let's be wowed what he's getting ready to do. I want to take this challenge. In closing, I want to take this challenge even a little bit closer to this. I want to challenge you to be thankful for what's about to happen. Not just what has happened. That's kind of easy. Not just what's happening now. Because sometimes, you know, you need to be thankful right now because you're in the cloud of circumstance and you can't see through your cloud and you're not being thankful. But you need to be thankful for what God's doing no matter what. But I want to challenge you to be thankful for what God's about to do. Come on, somebody. Don't be an Israelite. Be a Christian. Amen. This is what I'm going to ask you to do. The Bible says in Psalms 104, either enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart. David said in the Psalms 107, give thanks to the Lord for he is good. We want to express our thanks today. I want to ask you at 7:44, we're going to give about 5 to 6 minutes and then we're going to close with communion. But I'm going to ask you, if there's something very heavy on your heart about you're grateful for, let me just take about 30, 45 seconds at the most. Come to the microphone and just, we're going to give room for about 4 or 5 people or so because that'll give a time right there. But I'm going to ask you if you'll come and just say, you know what I'm thankful for, okay? And I would say if you're going to say something, don't be I'm thankful for today. That's important to you, but make it important for everybody too, amen? So anybody here tonight that says, you know what, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, just go ahead and come quickly. Go ahead. 30 seconds, all right?
Well, I'm grateful for my sobriety. Today I got to see my son, who I've lost a lot of contact with, but God is good, and I'm grateful for a family. Amen.
Can we hold the applause until after? Because then nobody can hear what they're saying. Okay.
All right. I'm thankful for this church. I'm thankful for the plan that he had for me, what brought me to this church, and for the future that I have coming. And I'm thankful for a new baby on the way. Thank you.
I'm thankful for the men's home. I'm thankful for God interrupting my miserable life, changing me, freeing me from my addiction, and I thank God for bringing me here. So I thank him for all my church family and everything all of you do for me. Amen.
I'm grateful for my Uncle Dan, most of all.
Yeah, I'm really thankful to have to be a part of the men's home, to be from the men's home, and I'm thankful for the Lord that he saved me and took away all these addictions that I had, and my church family here, and for the Lord opening up doors for me. And I'm thankful again. Thank you.
Hi. First of all, I'm thankful for another chance.
I've been clean. November will be a year that I've been clean. Real quick, my testimony, I think it was summertime when my mom spoke. I talked about my boys and not having a relationship with them and my grandkids. And for my birthday, was with Sister Jenny, my mom, and did a video Skype. And we had my grandkids call me and tell me happy birthday. So my boys and Elijah, they're coming around, and I'm thankful for them.
I can't really say that I have a blood family that's there for me right now in my life, but I'm thankful for my church family and all the brothers in the home and the sisters in the home. Amen.
I'm thankful for my family. The future trials that God will put me through to build the bonds between leaders, friends, and with Him.
Oh, we have maybe time for two more.
I'm just so thankful for God's faithfulness. This is the second year in a row that I've been set free from my lifestyle. I'm still here serving God, and I'm just so grateful for His faithfulness and for what He's restored in my life and for the new family that God has given me. Thank you so much.
I'm thankful just for today and everything else that's going on today, because last year I was homeless, strung out on heroin, didn't care about nothing, and nothing didn't care about me. And now my home, my wife's back in my life, my kids have hope, and my mom is, she could sleep tonight and she don't have to worry about the sirens no more. And I'm thankful for all you guys. In Albuquerque, amen.
Hallelujah. Yesterday, John told me, if you don't mind, I'll say this, but he told me yesterday, he said, Pastor, I just got off the phone with my brother. I haven't talked to him in 10 years, he said. I go, 10 years? He goes, yeah, he's been in prison for 10 years, and he got out yesterday, he called me. And I thought, man, I thought I was thankful that you shared that you're thankful, amen? But this is what I want to do. I'm going to have our ushers go ahead and take their place this time, and I'm going to go ahead and ask them to go ahead and get their elements ready to go. Amen. And we're going to share in communion. And before we do that, of course, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to really begin to think about for a moment and evaluate where you're at. And I want to say a prayer. So you're going to hand it out. And as they hand it out, then hold on. Don't take it yet until we give you instruction, okay? It's real important. Jesus often used the parables and different items around him to help people remember what he taught. But throughout the Bible, there's not one greater reminder than taking communion. He said, when you do this, remember me. Remember what we've done here. Huh? The significance. It was the significance of what he would do at the crucifixion. The Last Supper, he told them, remember this when you do this. When you think, I want you to think of me. It's important, amen? It's not just about something religious to do and something to, but it's something very important. It's very crucial that we remember what the Lord did for us. And there's no greater time than think of that as during Thanksgiving, because during the Thanksgiving season, we're saying we're thankful. Well, that's the most important thing we're to be thankful for. Not our jobs, not even our families, because we wouldn't have families without God. The most important thing we should be thankful for is our God. And then our family, and then our church, and our jobs, and all the other things. Amen? But God is first. He said that these elements before us are symbolic. They're symbolic of the body and His body and blood, but they're not His body and they're not His blood. They represent it. There's no saving power. In these elements, the saving power happened over 2,000 years ago on the cross, when He shed His blood, when His body was broken for us. Amen. So this is a time of remembrance. So before we sit down to this meal together, let's clean our hands. Amen. I don't know about you, but I always can, but most of the time, about 9 out of 10 times, I wash my hands before I eat. Because my hands are busy, man. I'm working and doing things all the time, and I usually wash my hands. So the same thing goes here tonight. Can we wash our hands? Can we wash our hearts before we eat, before we take communion? I'm going to ask you, if you've already received your elements already, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and bow your heads at this time. And I want them to just go ahead and play this music. As you bow your heads all over this place, I'll be looking around. I want just between you and God. It's not, you know, your wife can't do this for you, your brother, your husband, your director, nobody can do this for you. It's got to be you who washes your own hands in the presence of the Lord. I want you to take these few moments right now. As the music plays, I want you to think about anything that is in your heart that could stop you, that could hinder you. Any unrighteousness, any sin, anything that you'd be able to get before the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. If you're a complainer, if you're prideful, any of the things we talked about, or if there's other things, this would be the time to just get it off your chest, to get it out of your heart, remove it from your heart. It doesn't belong there. And then we can partake in it. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Father. Just take about 35, 40 seconds right now. For you, in the name of Jesus, Lord. It's men and women, my God, who definitely are not perfect, but men and women who strive for perfection. We're seeking you, God. We're here on a Wednesday night, striving to know you, God, to worship you, to love you, to give you our hearts, to give you our bodies, to give you our mind, our soul, everything, to serve you. Now I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you, Father, just let your precious blood just flow through this room. Cleanse our hearts, our minds, our bodies, Lord, the precious blood of Jesus. Father, may our hearts be yours and yours alone, Lord. As we place our hearts in your hands, oh God, we pray you not only protect us and provide us, but you help us through our process. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pledge to be grateful this week. We pledge here today, my God, in the name of Jesus, to fast from complaining. As your word says, from the night you received, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. He took that bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take and eat this, my body which is broken for you, do this remembrance of me. But in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, the cup is the new cup of covenant of my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat and drink, eat this bread, drink this cup, and proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. I want you to take the bread right now. And in thanksgiving, I want you to thank the Lord. Just thank him. Just thank him. Just on the same night that he took that bread and he offered us, he said, take and eat this. Eat this. Eat this in remembrance of me. Go ahead. Same manner, he also took the cup after supper, said, this cup is the covenant of my blood. This do often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Go ahead. Hallelujah. You put your cup and pass it to the end. I should forget it. I'm asking you to stand on your feet. I'm not sure if there's anybody here for the very first time tonight. if you are, I would love to meet you right after service, right before you. Yeah. Before you close the service, I want to ask this question. If you're here tonight and you're seeking to serve the Lord and you love prayer and you want somebody to pray with you, you say, no, I really want to serve the Lord. I've been searching for God. I've been looking to make a change in my life. If that's you here today, if you'll just raise your hand real quickly, you can raise it. The Lord will see your hand, but somebody, a leader, will see your hand as well. So anybody says, you know, I need God, I need Jesus in my heart, pray with me and ask me. I want to start serving the Lord. Is anybody here today? Because I need Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That means you're all saved here tonight. And lastly, here tonight, for those of you that say, Pastor, I want prayer because I don't want to complain. I want to be a thankful person. I'm going to learn how to be a thankful person. I'm going to ask him to sing this song, and I'm going to open up this altar here so you can come and just get me for the Lord. I'm going to say a special prayer for all of you that says, you know what, I'm struggling with complaining. I'm struggling with my thank. I want to get my thank back. I need thanksgiving in my heart. From all of this place, just give me a moment.